Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Let me say it this way, like a dog would return to its vomit, or like a pig that you just washed off, what's he looking for? He's looking for the mire. He's going right back to it because the soul in its natural state cleaves to the dust. That's why we need the word of God. We live by the supernatural. There's some super on the natural. We're not bound. It distinguishes us from the world. In other words, you got another gear that the world don't have. When trouble comes your way, instead of getting depressed, instead of getting bound up by it, instead of getting defeated and kicked around by it and losing hope, no, you put your ride in another gear. You can ride up above that. Why? Why? Because we are people of the Spirit. Thanks be unto God that always causes us to triumph. Amen? Tell somebody, always. Some trials are longer than other trials. Sometimes it's only a test. You know, you take a test and you do it in a little while, but a trial may last a little while. That OJ trial lasted a long time. They finally came to a verdict, right? So there are trials, but thanks be unto God who always, and in the process, sometimes you can shorten some of the things that you go through by allowing your soul to prosper, by getting up under rather than resisting, dying to rather than demanding your rights. One thing is for sure, if God is going to truly use you, he's going to truly empty you. Amen. Truly. Yes. Amen. You got to stop trying to hide stuff, put a little something in your pocket. No, empty them pockets. You know, when you at the airport and you're going through the, you know, through the detectors and that, they ask you, you got anything in your pockets? And if you forget to take something out and you go through in the metal detector, then they got to search you. But God wants to empty you, and it's for your good. All right, so we're going to deal with the soul here, that natural man. Now, the soul, the faculties of the soul, one of them, are the imagination. The imagination. That's a faculty of the soul. That's why you have to arrest that fella. Amen. And saturate it with the Spirit of God. Meditate on what, use your imagination and meditate on what the Word says and not on what CNN said. Another faculty of the soul is your conscience. The faculty of the soul is the conscience. You do well taking heed to your conscience. How many, even that are born again, take no heed to their conscience? You'd be surprised. Third faculty of the soul is the memory, is your memory. We need our memories sanctified. You can't be locked on lockdown with a memory. I remember when. Well, do you remember the last time the Lord delivered you? You remember the last time the Lord gave you a breakthrough? You remember the last time the Lord blessed you with a surprise? You wasn't expecting. See, use that imagination. Use that conscience. Be conscious. See, our conscience needs to be purged from dead works. So many people are sin conscious and devil conscious and conscious of all the evil going around them. They're not as aware as they should be of God and God consciousness. See, the Lord is everywhere in everything with the promise of never leaving you nor forsaking you, but being with you and protecting you and assuring you that all things are right now working together for the good. Now, he didn't say all things were good. But he said, all things are going to work together. I'm going to work them together. How conscious of that are you every day? It's important. See, that's where we fight the good fight of faith. You have to fight to lay hold on that and not let this evil, not let the darkness that's in the world intrude upon your soul. The world will try to, on so many different levels and with so many different means and measures, try to overwhelm your soul. And if it should, we simply become soulish believers, because it can't overwhelm our spirit, our faith. If that's in operation, no. We're already delivered. It's a finished work. We're already there. We're seated with him. When all those things in operation in our life, we cannot be defeated. But when the soul or the body are governing or are in control, you got trouble. Because the world's going to seep in there, and what you find yourself doing is giving the devil place. When you got an attitude and you carry it for a long time, I'm talking about a bad attitude, a wrong attitude, harboring grudges. Now, someone may have done you wrong. They were wrong. But that doesn't give you the right. Listen, we don't have the luxury to hold grudges. Say amen again. Amen. That's why we must be wise. That's why we need wisdom, so that we don't just put ourselves always in a position to be, to have fiery darts thrown at us, and we caught off guard, saying foolish things, getting into conversations, in the strife, and becoming offended, and getting resentful and being hurt. Sometimes you just need to shut your mouth. Amen. Say amen again. Amen. Sometimes you need to avoid certain things. It's not that you're afraid of anything. You just have some wisdom. Yes. A whole lot of drama in a whole lot of lives would be null and void if you just would learn how to zip it up. Amen. If you would just stop being an easy touch. Amen. Just anybody. If you would just stop being so gullible. So nicey nice. Hello? I'm not talking about that we're mean, but you need some wisdom. Amen. Amen. So the natural man, imagination, in the last two, another faculty of the soul is our reasoning. Some people put reasoning in the place of faith. Reasoning. And then finally, the fifth faculty of our soul is our affections. Okay, so you have imagination, conscience, memory, reason, and affection. Now, the Word of God is the only thing that can divide the spirit and the soul. Amen. And can show you where you are soulish, or operating in the soul realm versus operating from his spirit. And he does that so that we can grow, we can measure where we are. Some things that tripped you up last year, if they come around again this year, they ought not trip you up like they did last year. They ought not be able to get your goat like they did last year. You ought not be hold on to the same thing you were last year. Amen. It's a measurement. It shows you that you've grown. Some people you couldn't talk to or didn't want to talk to. All of a sudden now you don't feel like you used to feel. See, that feeling is carnal. Touch. It touchy. Operating in feelings all the time. Now, we feel. But, you're not governed by feelings. Understand, that's the carnal man, the fleshly man. In other words, God speaks to us 99.9999 tenths of the time through nonsense. not the eye, smell, hearing, taste, or touch. The world speaks to us through that. The enemy comes at us through that and on the soulish realm. But God speaks to us through the Spirit. And that's why it's important to intimately spend time so that you can distinguish the voice of the Spirit. Amen. Look at someone, tell them, Holy Spirit will talk to you. Come on, tell him, he's talking to you. Are you listening? See, a lot of times when Holy Spirit is talking to us, whether it be through a person or directly, or even through a set of circumstances, guess who jumps in there? Mr. Reason. And he go to talking, try to out-talk Holy Spirit. That's why we prosper as our soul lives in God or lives in the Spirit. It must be governed by the Spirit. It must be submitted to the Spirit of God all the time. Tell someone, all the time. God, the Lord doesn't just speak to us in a service. Thank God, you know, in the corporate setting, God does speak to us in many ways. But he'll speak to you on your bed. Over a sink of dirty dishes. While you mow in your yard. Amen. That's cool. He'll speak to you walking down the hallway. And if you know his voice, you'll hear him. And you'll catch it. It might not even be for that moment, but he'll speak. And when he speaks, it's the right time. Amen. All right, let's take a look at this soul that prospers. Let me give you a few statements here first. The quality of life in the kingdom is equal to its character. We have to trust God's ways above our ways. The quality of life in the kingdom is equal to its character. If you're not happy, content with the quality of life, and I'm not talking about the quality of things you possess, whether it's new or not. I'm not talking about that. That could have some bearing on it, but not much. If you're not content or happy with the quality of life that you have, check your character. Because the quality of life in the kingdom is equal to its character. What level of character and integrity do you have? It's going to equal the life that you experience in the kingdom.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.